at a secret rhythm. As well as an 11-year time frame, it also operated on a much longer time scale, the grand solar cycle, averaging every 300 years or so. And Mike Lockwood's groundbreaking research helped explain what was happening in the 17th century. Because that was a time of a grand solar minimum, where UV light would be at its lowest. Not just for years, but decades. And that would create the conditions to allow the wind to blow from the east, leading to frost fairs and the production of beautiful violins. But could that help explain the recent cold winters? Had we reached another grand solar minimum? The answer was a convincing no.